The National University has a distinguished roster of teachers and others. Tonight, my theme will be, as Dr. Cruz will find out, my theme will be try to challenge the National Hispanic membership to rise to greater heights and achieve greatness, not only for our country, but our people also who need this type of help. I will proceed on with some more observations. We hope that while we're here, we will visit the monument to the veterans in Los Angeles, California, we established many years ago. I think it's in Nevada Street. We hope to be able to present a wreath there today. This morning, Dr. Garcia Guinea attended a meeting of some of the workshops at the National Hispanic University. I was in a way surprised and was joyous and happy in one occasion when it was proven that a certain Dr. Gardillas, G-A-R-D-I-L-L-A-S, from a school here in Los Angeles, being about 96% native Hispanic, had by his effort to improve the education status of the children, had improved it so much that his children were able to get some of the most outstanding grades on SAT, the standard achievement test in the country. I was very pleased, and I went in person to congratulate this great educator who proved again to us the Mexican-American child is given an opportunity, more than opportunity, the direction. He could achieve greatness in his field, which include science, mathematics, geometry, calculus, and all of the rest. So to this principal of Garfield School here in Los Angeles, I was very much impressed.